Health Services.
Hi, is Gilbert there?
Who's calling?
My name is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Gil's been retired for several years.
Oh, okay, looks like I'm working off of an old file. Are you the new owner?
It's an employee-owned company.
Oh, it's an employee-owned company. So who's in charge of the, like, business finances around there?
Why don't I take your number and have them call you?
Yeah, that would be great. My name is Olivia, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And Cardiff is like C as in cat, A, R as in Romeo, D as in dog.
Where are you located?
IFF. We're private business bank in San Diego.
Okay, we handle all that locally.
Okay, well, we're not trying to compete with, like, a traditional bank. We're just an alternative source of funding. So we do, like, equipment financing and working capital.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello, it's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I'm really not trying to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And it looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo back in 2010, looks like for some equipment. Anyways, so based on that, we were able to pre-approve the business for working capital and equipment financing for about $250,000. So I kind of just wanted to circle back with you and see what you guys had in the pipeline, if there was anywhere where you needed any financing.
Not right now. We're sitting pretty good. We've had a pretty fair year again this year. And
okay.
So with the price of commodities right now, we've kind of pulled our horns in and not looking at a lot of CapEx expenditures. So.
Okay. Is there like a typical time of year that you guys do like reevaluate like your equipment or capital needs?
Well, we won't do anything now again until probably in April of next
year.
Oh,
until April? Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Did you guys bring on any new equipment this year?
Yeah, we brought in a couple different items, but you know, we were able to pay for those. So.
Oh, you guys just paid for them outright?
Yep.
Okay, what did you guys bring on?
Custom application equipment.
Oh, okay. Custom application equipment. And what do you guys use those for? Is it just to, like, for the agriculture?
Yeah, it's to apply fertilizers and crop protection chemicals.
Oh. So do you guys, is it all just the fertilizer and, like, crop protection, or do you guys do seeds and stuff, too?
We have some seed in several locations, so.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. So what could, like, a new piece of equipment, like, make you guys more money down the line?
Well, yeah, it depends on what this ag economy does, you know. We may have to have, you know, equipment that we won't be able to finance down the line, so.
Okay. What kind of, like, what specific agriculture are you guys specialize in?
Corn, soybeans, mainly.
Oh, corn and soy. And they're down. It's down right now, the market for that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yep, they're about, right now, corn is about a dollar below cost of production, so.
Wow, why is that?
Well, just, we do, the American farmer does way too good a job growing stuff, and the yield's high, and demand has been good, but it's a world market anymore. So,
got it. So,
if everybody else in the world produces and we produce,
that makes sense. And so, there's so much, so then it drives all of the prices down.
Yep.
So then, would you guys scale back next year to like kind of balance it back out again?
Yeah.
So then, would you guys look into like a third type of crop, or just stick with the two still?
No, it'll be the two, but it just have to try and cut input costs as much as we can. So.
Oh, I see. How long have you guys been in the industry?
61 years.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. You guys have been around quite some time.
Yep.
So it sounds like sales are, they're like, are they down from last year or about the same?
They're about the same. The gross dollars are down because the price of the inputs are down, but net is about the same.
Okay, so your net is about the same. Well, that's at least good. So are you guys, like, doing anything differently from last year to, I guess, in reaction to this?
Well, like I say, you know, we have 84 full-time employees, and we hire just about that many part-time employees in the spring because our basically 95% of our sales are made within a 60-day period in the spring, April, and May.
Oh.
So we have to double our workforce with part-time help, and we'll probably limit that, you know, and just do more repairs and maintenance ourselves. So.
Okay, so you won't be able to take on as many personnel this year, and then you're going to have to just do all the maintenance, like on machinery yourself?
Yeah, we have people that are special. We've got two full-time mechanics on hand, and we have people. This kind of business, we try to cultivate people that will stay with us and have some kind of talent. We do our own painting, you know, whether it be equipment or vehicles.
Well, that's smart. That way you're not always, going to all these different places to fix all these things. And then those people, like, intimately know the machinery. Okay, so then, since April is like the busy or the start of the busy season, and 90% of your sales like start in like the springtime, how do you guys like prepare for that?
Well, you know, you hopefully got everything ready to go, but I say that's probably the next time we'll look at equipment, because you get into season and invariably, you know, we will have some kind of piece of equipment malfunction that you expect.
It's always like that, right?
and you end up having to probably maybe acquire something that you're not normally thinking you were going to have to do just to keep going, because you can't. It's kind of like war, you know. We just take stuff off to the side. You don't have time to, you know, time or the, you know, the personnel at that particular time to overhaul something, so you just sometimes have to bite the bullet and buy something different. So.
Well, if that does happen, we have some programs that would definitely help you, like our equipment financing and our approvals. Like, we could let you know basically in 24 hours whether or not you're approved, and then get you funded in 48. So,
okay.
We definitely have programs that'll, you know, have that quick turnaround time. That way, you're not stopping and waiting and figuring out, you know, the traditional bank going to take 2-3 weeks to let me know, because I want to, you know, continue on with production, right? Do you guys, like, are you guys all business to business? Like, do you sell the corn, like, outright to, like, stores, or is it to consumer? Like, how does that work?
Well, it goes to elevators. Most of it goes into the livestock industry.
Oh, okay, like straight to the livestock.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do they, like, the different, is it like farms, directly to farms?
Yeah, farm to the, it goes to an elevator, and the elevator.
Oh, what's an elevator?
Well, it's a place that buys the grain from the
producers,
and then they
Okay.
They put up huge storage, and they make their money on buying and selling the production.
Okay. So then how did the elevators find you guys? Like, how do you gain that business?
Well, you know, you have several choices, and a lot of times it comes right down to what's closest to you.
Okay. So do you have to do, like, any type of, like, marketing or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So is there, like, when you sell it to the elevators, do they pay up front, or is there, like, typical payment terms, like net 30, 60, 90?
Oh, they normally within 10 days you have your money.
Okay, within 10 days. That's not too bad. So you probably don't really ever run into cash flow problems waiting for payment then.
Well, not here recently. You know, there have been years that has happened, but not
okay.
Not recently.
And the sales you said all also happen in spring.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean we definitely have programs for that too. If you run into cash flow problems and need the cash. So it doesn't sound like you guys are growing right now, but maybe in the future when prices go back up, you will be.
Well, hopefully, yes.
Okay. Do you guys have like a bank that you normally lean on for financing?
Wells Fargo.
Oh, Wells Fargo. How long have you guys been working with them?
Well, we've been with them for probably 20 some years.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Do they like satisfy all of your business needs and wants?
Been pretty good so far, yeah.
Been good. Do you have like a business loan with them or line of credit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit with them?
Yeah, we have an operating line of credit.
Okay.
Credit with them. So.
Okay, that's good.
We haven't had a use the last couple of years, but.
Oh, okay. Awesome. How big is it?
$15 million.
$15 million?
Yeah.
Wow, what are your gross annual sales like?
It'll be probably about $35 million this year, but we've had been as high as $50 million because of the price of the commodities. So.
Oh wow, that's awesome. And so wait, what do you guys net then if your gross is 50?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Here, I thought you guys were a smaller company.
it varies, like I say, in what the commodity prices that, mm-hmm. That we sell. You know,
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like everything for you is going to. I mean, obviously, other than the price of the corn and soy being down, that things are going to. I'm sorry.
We've had about 5 years of pretty good markets, and now we're in the downturn. So,
is it predictable? Like, can you guys predict like next year it'll be better? Or is it all just kind of
not really not? You know, it used to be more cyclic, predictable when it was mm-hmm. more of a domestic market, but now that you know it's affected
so much
by the world market that it's not nearly as predictable, and we're more affected by what the weather does than anything. You know, if it's dry or it's too wet or, you know, mm-hmm. nationally, it makes a big difference. You know, an early frost, which won't bother this year, but there's all kinds of weather issues that come into play that you get, you know, Mother Nature has
wow.
driver's seat on that. So.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And then do you guys also do, like, organic, or is it...
Yeah, it's all fertilizer.
Yeah, but is all fertilizer organic? Was that a dumb question?
Well, you know, the organic is not refined nutrients and you don't use crop protection chemicals. So everything we deal with is refined nutrients.
And
crop protection chemicals.
Does that affect it at all? Because I know isn't there like a big trend towards like more like organic and natural.
Yeah, there's a big trend towards organic right now, but in our area it's not a big thing. So.
Okay, and not with soy either, because I heard like you shouldn't eat organic or you should only eat organic soy.
Well.
But I don't know why. I just heard that somewhere and just assumed there was a reason.
Well, I guess everybody has an opinion on it. And
mm-hmm.
If everything went organic, there is no way that the world. You know, we have a shortfall worldwide right now of having enough food for everybody, and if we went organic, you know, there would be a lot of people starving to death, I can tell you.
Oh, really? Wow, I didn't know that it was that depend like it was that affected.
You can organically you only grow about a tenth of what you would you do with fertilizer and crop protection chemicals.
Oh wow, okay.
So, you know, you might
Then I guess it's good that there's like a balance between the two.
Well, yeah, if they, you know, everybody has their choice, and if they want to go organic, that's fine. But normally organic costs more because you don't, you know, the production per acre is way less than non-organic. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. Well, it sounds like, you know, things are, you know, your sales are about the same as last year, but, you know, the prices are down, so things are, you guys are kind of, not really a halt, but just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. 90% of your sales kind of happen in the springtime, and if you did need something, like equipment-wise or things like that, it would happen then. And so, I definitely would love to stay in contact with you, and just in case something does break and you need something really quickly, we can help you get that financed if you need. Or I know you said you don't really run into it too often, but sometimes you do have that cash flow with the 10-day payment with the elevators. So if that ever happened, we could also get some cash flow in your way as well. Is there an email address so I could send you my information? That way you have it on file?
Yep, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Dot. Bremer.
Mm-hmm.
At ASIHYIELD.com.
ASIHYIELD.com. Perfect. Yeah, I will definitely send you an email here, and so you have it on file. And yeah, if anything comes up, let me know. Otherwise, I'll probably check up on you, you know, a few times a year, just see how things are going. If that's okay, Jerry.
That's fine.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and have a good one, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.